Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Victory Tuesday.
Victory Tuesday here in on the Midday Show, man. And I mean, it was worth every second.
What?
The emotions of the game. I understand the emotions of some people. And I was like, okay, you know. Because I always think that, you know, sometimes, you know, the living and dying with each play can be unhealthy. That's why I'm glad I don't live that way. You look at the whole bigger picture, there's always a possibility this might happen, that might happen, and everything like that. But, yeah, just a great victory. You say it all the time. I know coaches say it all the time. Everybody will say it. It's hard to win this league on the road. It really, really is. It's hard to win on the road in a situation like the Falcons had last night. I love what Ross said. We don't blink. You just go for what you go, and you just go into there's no time left, and you're going to need help sometimes. And the Eagles, they gave him help.
Yeah.
I mean, Barkley caught that play, that pass, or that loop pass. And to this day, that play still works. And I love the play because of the fact of – I'm not mad at the call. You got some people, why did they run the ball then? But they were selling out in the middle. And you saw what Jesse – I mean, not Jesse, because Jesse played a great game. But you saw what Simmons, he got caught up in that watch and got outflanked. And, I mean, if he catches it, that's game. That's ball game.
That's it.
That's ball game.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, you need help sometimes. They got help. But it was – I saw something that said that – I would say, you know, very rarely does a Falcon game end like that in favor of the Falcons.
Yeah. Oh, that's one of the main things I was thinking yesterday. As they were driving the ball down the field was, oh, we've been here before.
Yes.
We've just been playing defense. Like, we've seen this happen before. We've seen a guy make a blunder at the goal line or make a bonehead mistake or miss a play that gets made 99% of the time, and then the other team takes advantage of it. We're just usually the team being taken advantage of. Last night it was the Falcons who took advantage of the moment. Look, I understand some of the reaction, I suppose, nationally and in Philadelphia and all that being on that play call, or maybe should they have gone for it on fourth down or whatever. That's fine. Obviously, we're in Atlanta, so the focus is going to be a little bit more like, okay, you went and won that game.
No, the Falcons wouldn't won the damn game.
Because you still had zero timeouts and a long way to go after they made that field goal down six. You had to score a touchdown. There was no other way about that. Right. The crazy thing for me was once it got going, that pass to Pitts was like, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
okay. They got something going here, and then they're not spiking the ball.
Yep.
They had a very clear idea of what they wanted to do. And I heard Matt Ryan during the Manning cast was saying sometimes in a new offense or with a new team
he's 100.
2-minute drills the easiest because you don't have to think.
You don't have to think. All of the routes are like it's pretty much mirrored most of the times. You don't have to move guys field to side to side and all the change formations and everything like that. But the biggest thing when you're in that situation, especially when you do a touchdown, you got to have a positive first down play, which they did. You got to find a way to get a chunk play, which they did. And then you got to kind of keep that clock moving, so, and not rush to spike it on first down when you have this time and you're in this groove and everything. And I mean, they ran it to perfection.
Almost to perfect.
Yes.
At a certain point, they're inside the 10 and there's 48 seconds left, and it's like, ooh, all right. I mean,
they ran it to perfection.
Bleed some clock here a little bit.
I mean, they ran it to perfection, and then, I mean, I don't know what the hell Big Play Slay was looking at. Hurt ain't going to run no quarterback draw. What the hell are you doing looking in the backfield? And I'm talking about Drake London just worked him. Now,
what a route.
What a damn route. And just, you know, sometimes you don't need a celebration. I don't know what the celebration was, but whatever. That's what, it looked like he was shooting the gun. They're going to throw the flag.
Right. There are certain no-nos in the NFL currently.
Yes.
And that's one of them.
They're going to throw it.
Because he celebrated for like 30 seconds before that. He's doing the hands on his head thing. His teammate picks him up. Yes. He's doing all kinds of other stuff. And then I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is either.
It looked like a gun to me.
And they're going to throw the flag. You can't do that. They're going to throw the flag. And shout out to Young Weku. I mean, just a big time kick, you know, with the pressure and everything like that. Because the game is tied.
Yeah.
And so for him
to make that
kick, and I thought it was such a big time play by him. But yeah, whatever people want to talk about, the Eagles lost this. No, the Falcons wouldn't won the game. I mean, they went and took the game from them, and that's what I'm believing in. You can talk about drop pass or should have went forward here on fourth down or fourth down. No, the Falcons put a drive together with no timeouts, and they went down the field, and they won the football game.
Yeah, went 70 yards in 65 seconds. Game. Down six. Only a touchdown is going to win you the
only
game.
Only a touchdown.
They go down, and they get it.
Because you might call it differently if it's a field goal.
Oh, that's the thing. I think you would have.
Yeah.
Like I hear so much second-guessing as to whether or not they should have gone for it on fourth. Say they go for it on fourth and don't get it, right? Then the Falcons have, like, 90 yards to go or something like that. But they're probably playing for a field goal because that's all they would have needed was a field goal in order to send it into overtime. Then you go into overtime, you try to win in overtime. I don't know that they would have. Maybe they still would have tried to get a touchdown. But when they knew they had to get a touchdown, I just feel like that makes it so much – I don't know. When you're down three, teams tend to confuse things a little bit.
They do.
You know what I mean? Like you're not sure if you want to be aggressive or if you want to be conservative. You're not sure if you want to make sure you try to get the touchdown and win it, or if you just want to try to get into field goal range and bleed the clock down so they don't get the ball back. It brings other factors into play that aren't there when you have to get a touchdown. And the way that they played with no timeouts,
it was perfect.
With that amount of time left, it was perfect.
Yes.
Also, that's why you got Kirk Cousins, because Kirk Cousins knows how to do that.
Yes.
There's not every quarterback in the league is as comfortable in that situation. I mean, you saw the stat on the TV last night. He's as many of those game-winning touchdown drives as anybody over the last 10 years.
He was surgical. And the biggest thing, and I go back to stuff we talked about all last week and then yesterday, if they protect him, he going to carve their ass up. They protected the hell out of him.
You saw the difference.
And you saw the difference. We can talk about the play calling and the under center and everything. Like, he was protected. Mm-hmm. And he was able to go out there, and the receivers were able to get open because they were able to protect so they can do some longer developing routes. You saw that. I thought that, you know, obviously, you know, Bijan ran tough. Tyler Algiers ran tough. And Daggett, if you're going to chip him, chip his ass. Whoa, boy, that made me feel a certain type of way this morning when I saw that clip.
Bijan destroyed.
If you're going to chip him, you chip him.
I don't even chip
none of that. None of that
he
soft
blew
ass
him up.
Touching and all that
what'd
other
you say,
stuff.
What'd you say last week about the ribs?
Yeah, man, give him a McRib sandwich.
Slather him up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, he's feeling that today, man.
Oh, yeah.
He's destroyed.
He is feeling that right there.
Nolan Smith on that
The offensive line played so good. Mm-hmm. They played really, really well in all aspects of the game. And they were able to go out there and protect the quarterback because even if he wasn't in the pistol or whatever, you knew where Kurt was going to be still. Kurt ain't going nowhere. Kurt ain't out running nobody. But you knew that if they were going to give him an opportunity to be successful, and Kurt is 100% right, he's still working his way back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
He's still working his way back. I mean, you don't come back like not everybody. It was damn Adrian Peterson ass.
He ruined
not everybody,
it for everybody.
Ruined for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, some people take time, especially when you're older. But I just thought this overall game, the way they were able to just fight and go through it. I was getting only irritating part was, and it happened. I remember overhearing this damn it might have been a Mercedes Benz when Jalen's hurt came in for Tua Tagovailoa against Georgia, and I kept screaming, "Stop letting him break contain to his right."
Yes. There was a drive
stop
in the second
letting
quarter.
Him break contain to his right.
That looked shockingly similar
just
to
like
that SEC championship game. I was like, well, I've seen this before. Seen this one. Seen this story one
Stop
time before.
Letting them break contain.
But
to
then
the
they
right.
did. They did. That one drive, they were real sloppy,
yes.
and he got all those yards, and they weren't designed plays.
No.
Like, he didn't see anything downfield, and he went and got it.
No.
They did a better job as the game went on of containing that. But we had a lot of questions leading into the game last night, just coming out of week one. And I think there's still plenty of questions to be answered as the season goes on. But I do think you got some answers, or at least hints to answers to some of the questions that you had. It looked like it was just rust, and
yes.
not that a guy can't do it anymore. That's good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.